Do you wanna come in?
Can I just put it in?
Sure. Okay, so welcome to Rosenmüller, and I immediately hand over to Max, my dear friend, who is going to explain a little bit about education in general, where we are, and also where we are here.
Yes. Is it okay for you if I make a video from backwards? Okay, my name is Max Gansberger. About the area, this is one of the oldest mills from Styria, I think. The mill is out of function since 25 years. And now we are, I think it's five initiative who went here to make this kind of Pioniernutzung to in between, because they wanted to build flats in this area, but they do not get the permission from the city, and that's our luck. We are here now, and you are now in my space. It's called the Materialhalle. My project is called Zirkulat. I have a little presentation here, but it's very little. Well, I hope you can see. Yes, if you have questions to the area, you can ask me later. We have this exhibition in front. But I will start with my project. I worked as an artist and also as a technician in the Halle für Kunst. Since 10 years, and in this time I realized that a lot of material is going to throw away after the exhibition. And that's a pity, because material is expensive, and it hurts my heart when I have to throw it away, all expensive materials. And so I started to collect material. Together with my wife, we started this project, Zirkulat Materialhalle, and we have partners, the Universalmuseum Joanneum, and also the Vereinigten Bühnen Graz with the Opera House and Schauspielhaus. And they gave me their material which they want to throw away. The plan is that in the end maybe we will get a bigger space, because all these scenes from the opera is much bigger than this room can ever stand. But this is the simple idea. So we take the material from the cultural things and wanted to give it to artists and students very cheap. So I think half of the price of which you would pay in the market. So we put all our material on our website and also on Instagram. Also you can follow us. It's very simple, Zirkulat Materialhalle. Yeah, and I started 1 year ago, and when I started, everybody said to me, "No, it's no chance. You can't make it, because this is garbage. And if you collect garbage, you need a special permission, and it's complicated, and stop it immediately." But I do not stop and continued. And then I found this place here. At first I had a space over there which is bigger, but then was a big burn, and so I left this place here. But it's quite nice for the starting point. Yes, you sit on chairs from the Minoritensaal. And the, our concept is that we get the material for free, and then store it, and also cut it into pieces, make it comfortable for the after user.
Thanks. And
you
say it's for artists and students?
Yeah, and, all, and also for private
whoever wants, right? There's no limitation.
There's no limitation. But I thought
always,
about...
Always sold, or there's also, like, if a person cannot afford it, we will do it.
Yes, we have...
Negotiations.
And what do you consider as a material? Because I see a lot of wood, but nowadays there is a lot of technical equipment also, which has like a lifespan. Are you also doing like access points, cables, electronics?
No, well, we are not specialized on electronics because there are other institutions in Kratzow who rent
maybe because it's, I mean, if there's things that are going to be trash and they go back as items to sell, probably that in the logic of the for their gamer, in the logic from the funding institutions, is a very problematic thing, because you know, like, these things have been funded already by the state,
yes,
the material, and then I gotta be funded as a small Verein to pay you again for the material that was already funded. So it's maybe there must be a way to, you know, like, to diminish in one place and get it into the other. So the exchange is not monetary, but like some other kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because
yes,
it doesn't circulate, it's a cell.
Yes.
And if I am a small Verein that was as further, like having money from the city of Graz, and they also pay the opera, they said, okay, I'm paying this thing twice,
yes,
and
yes,
the one that is earning money is not producing the art. So I think it would be interesting maybe to make, I mean, it's a suggestion, to make an assembly with other artists to see if it's a possibility of helping you hijack this or changing this system.
Yes, I would be open for this kind of thing, but in the end I have to pay the rent, and
of course,
also have to get the money for my work.
And you said the things you have to,
so
this is if you reuse, you cannot just like put it there.
Yeah, but you can, you know, we all, I mean, in the cultural field, we make a lot of things that are for free, so, you know, like, we could exchange for design, and, you know, like, there can be other, I don't know, I mean, I'm just asking, I'm thinking,
thinking
out loud, and I'm not solving or criticizing, I'm just thinking out loud and understanding why these things are being rejected also.
Yeah, but I think it's, I have a different suggestion. I would have the suggestion that it's actually an environmental question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a trash reduction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reuse of material, so to keep the material, whatever that is,
alive.
Alive in the sense of being used. And that needs some attention.
Yes.
So maybe that has to go to the
recycling
system.
Okay, and the logic is that everything that you bring back into the world, they don't expect.
Yes.
The price connects to that, and they actually pay the price for your occupation.
Okay,
it's like this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a big scale,
yes,
and they weight the material, and they say, okay, this amount of tiles was not
for
the garbage, but for the suicide.
And this size for the material,
speaking,
and the bank should be not on the arm.
Yeah, but what you do is what you say is that with the money that you make from this, you want to give it the ball, and you want to the bank. So you don't want to be at the information
anymore.
It's not sharing it. You want to say it.
Yes, cheap, and also for
50% for me is cheap.
Yes, but it seems kind of, if I see that the project is too fast, it's cheaper in the end.
Yes.
At the moment it's the only way to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you put it to the situation, this is better, and they get funding, then it's open to
but maybe they could coexist the models, because I have the feeling, I'm just thinking from the border gamer logic. I mean, if you have a system in which I come and I rent it, for example,
yes,
because you know, many materials we use them and we don't need them, we just rent, we could rent them,
yes,
instead of having. So, and if you have this possibility, then it's a bit different, you know, like little other model. So,
yeah,
or we exchange for something, you know, I give you this metal and you give me this wood, and then you have some other, because of, you know, I have in the studio how many things that you don't use, so many things that maybe some other artists could use, I cannot use anymore. Maybe I need wood, and these artists need plastic, and it could be some, I mean, it could be different models in the same structure.
Yes,
so
yes. I thought about two entry things,
mm-hmm.
but if you see these wireless things, I will only rent them. They are so displays and from an exhibition in house architecture, and they are made to build walls out of it, and you can hang the pictures in this
structure.
These things I will rent for sure, because it's not logical to damage it and put it away and sell it. So also for this kind of soccer, I will rent them, because
you
need it for 3 months and then you will throw it away.
How do you keep an inventory? Is it in your head?
At the moment it's in the head, because they are quite new, and yes, but I have all the material in Instagram, and also we make a kind of webshop that it's not a webshop, it's kind of a internet fundus where you can watch which material is here and which material is available. Yes, yes, just a compliment. And here, I mean, this is a couple of green stuff or quantity. Searching for material. And if you are connected with us with Instagram, you know that we have a lot of MF plates from the classes. You know, oh, okay, anytime. When you come, I'll cut it in the right pieces. There is a kind of rethinking. They know the problem,
mm-hmm.
and they have the problem that they have no place to store this material. But they are quite happy that we are here and happy to come. And also the Natalia Neon, and the students will come and watch which material is here and what we can make out of this material. Yes, yes, we have to pay.
And then for here, maybe it's for free.
Yes, we do, but I thought about the starting point, but in the end I wanted to get also money from them. It's less than the money which they spend for touring the world, but they will be cost. So they have to make to pay the transportation, also the price for them.
Mm-hmm.
We also have this kind of Krippenwagen, and so I know the weight of all this material, and in the end, after every exhibition, I can make a kind of a paper where it's written how much material is going to be saved, is gone back to circularity, so that the institution can make their goodwill visible. So I think I will also get money for that visualization. I tried. Yes, but you see, it's new, and we are just working on it and watch how we can
bring it. When did you start?
For one year. At the moment, most of the time I'm working for and even harder than that's a bad answer. But everybody likes this project, everybody wants this project, but nobody wants to pay for it because we are cheap. But there are a lot of institutions in Germany, in Switzerland, which work in the same way. And we are also connected, and we wanted to make this kind of backbone of all these institutions.
Platform.
Yes, we are also working on that.
For example, like this,
yeah.
Sometimes you produce exhibitions.
Yeah.
And you exhibition which is there now, I see a little box. Would you go to at least this tool common with
the
material or how do you work?
We have these sockets with pedestals, and we sometimes build them for a specific work because we need to have a specific size, and then we keep using it along with the we have a little place of floor, but it's true. I mean, we don't have so much physically big things, but the building in our surrounding, but more like informally, is that we keep, these things keep moving anyway. Because the exhibitions that you talk about, it's a big scale. It's a big theater house, it's a big exhibition, and we are trying
to build it. I remember a cooperation that I did with us, and the institute made like, I don't know, 20 pedestals, 10 stayed there, 10 went to the university back, 5 went to another artist, and I think they have been, I have seen them in 25 exhibitions.
Yeah, that's the informal way of course.
But that would be in the moment, and this is why it's also nice for us in the city to know about it, because if we have to pay for it anyhow, and they can always come here and see if we have it, and there was maybe half the, or maybe 30% of that which would cost in the shop. But still, they are taking care of it. We take care that it's being transported, we cut it in the size that we have to put it it would be super great because it's like in between the differences. And I know that sometimes, one of the bigger houses, when they finish the exhibition, they also say, you can come and pick up material in the period, like in these 3 days, because we're going to be taking it out. Everything that they would pick up was just being thrown away because they have no space. Or it's that in their logic of capitalism, it's not valid, so that in expensive space, it's better to trash stuff than just to empty the trash pile.
From our own experience, we also recovered a lot of material from exhibitions, very early here. But everybody who has to work with recovered material knows it is a big work. Because, of course, if you have a standard plate or a standard measurement, then you double the labor for the original used material. And there's a concern, which is also a lot used as an argumentation of why not.
And I think it's really important to be very pragmatical and considering when that makes sense, when it makes sense for a certain activity that one is doing, and when it doesn't.
But it's good for example, on a website like that, for having also basic practices, you give examples, because it's not only institutions, it's probably also schools. Schools have more needs, because we are still like a very material production of art. We still need things and more and more and more, we still want to be old.
From money from the government. So to me, the material is kind of dealership is for the art. We take out for the taxes for the is actually good and then it's when you throw it away, to me we also have this stamp of for art. And this material should be for art pieces and also for individual because otherwise it would throw it away. And I think I will focus on both things. Because it's good when I want to make an art piece and get the material cheap or for free. It's good for the individual.
There is a system in a school in Brussels in Ed where the students themselves get material and then they made like their own currency. And other students can use it if they work for the system. So you get like credits if you open up like a shop and
okay.
distribute material. Yeah, and that's their way to create like a community. And then it's just kind of good. It's all in French though.
But do you produce, I'm sorry to ask a very practical question, but do you produce then receipts for the people that buy? You get
invoices.
You get a vacuum then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, otherwise.
But you're already like a business, so.
Yes.
But I have to make it, otherwise I cannot. Even also from the institution, I have to get money in the end from them, so I have to be this kind of serious.
Well, I mean, it would be something if they need to, the material needs to be reduced. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes, I think it's not in the mind of the people. In the mind of the individual.
Mm-hmm.
For the institution, it's a good way to find the things and go away.
That was one of the things. I saw this documentary of a German organization and some individuals who came to the conference saying that they were practicing. And one of the things that they were going to talk about this platform that you think about science, one of the things that they were doing was have sort of a similar making of an app actually that would allow people to find what this competitor is guy who has a big warehouse in the room and people know to come there, but if you don't know to come there then you don't go. But with this app now people will be able to see what's in this the search. So I was wondering if it's because it was also another example of someone else in Berlin who works for toys where people can come and rent the toys and then for the kids and bring it back to their home. So I was wondering, based on what people were saying, with the platform that you're planning on starting, is there a possibility to create something like that? I mean, especially since you already have an Instagram, maybe you know people who, have you thought about people who make apps to be able to inventory?
Yes, I thought about doing it from our website, from the workshop. Also another institute in the school is Wiederbau and then we get this material second-hand material and also books and we can practice them to say also put my material so I'm working on that. But in Germany I love very nice projects. Maybe you know fresh at all. It's from Leipzig, also mentioned for this meeting. And this is great what they do. They can material from the people in Messi, the fairs, and, and they have no place to store the material. They just connected with the local scene, and they get the material there, direct there. And that's also so they get paid from the fairs, and they put the material out and give it immediately in the same area to people in.
I mean, Brussels is also like the institution who have to these places give and it's a whole network already with theater and opera and they are all connected.
Yes.
Anybody can be in any organization. It's already a person is there.
They get 90% of the money of culture for buying this stuff. That, if you think about it, yes, it's good to reuse, but I you know, like the small structures are fighting against the big structures to get some money to repay the material that they are paying. So, you know, like, and by that, giving labor in the idea that I'm gonna need to rip out everything. How this material can be used. So I think it would be necessary to pervert a bit the system in the sense that some material can be sell and used as a wood, and some other material needs to be used coming in an influx for people that cannot get the material anyway because they don't even get to make the applications for those funds. So it's, really our opera house and our Steirische Herbst, the big things that happen in the city, they take away the resources. So for a small Verein or a group, NGO to think to reuse the material, it needs to be other the system so you feel that you are, ecologically, but also morally, doing some kind of dislocation of that system. And this is my question, goes in that direction.
For example, I think the big ones should pay already for the recycling.
Yes.
The big ones, buying the material should pay for this work,
exactly.
So that the small ones can have it for free.
Exactly.
So that is the way that.
That should be the way.
That would be the best way.
Or
this thing. Like in reality, we want to pay so much, we want to pay only, it has to be cheaper than the absorbing. Otherwise, no material.
Not given.
not women. And I work on that, and it's also very hard for me that they have to pay for this. But in the end, I think it depends how much work I have to put into the material. You see these plates on the back side, it's on the back plates, but they are glued together with wood, so I have to cut it and spend a lot of money. And this money I have to get from maybe from funding or from the university. Depends how the project is working out.
I'm wondering if the material is kind of secondary in the sense that you brought since they are a large collective workshop for people to work, because there's also this element of like the materials are used in the workshop, and I imagine that the collective or available for kind of people in the organization is not the workshop that the materials are integrated into to get to a lot of. If the ultimate point is to produce walls or points,
yes.
You need tools for that.
Yes.
So if there's many organizations that all have their own workshops, does it make sense not only to centralize the materials,
yes,
but also the workshop?
Yes, yes.
So if there's a large workshop that also recycles the material,
yes,
that can be one of the other organizations, and that gets more to the point of what is trying to be done. And it's also something that's very comfortable, I would
say. Yes, yes. I think this should be some of the next steps.
So what I was asking is, does Brazil have a collective?
No, we have no this kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm
here
public workshop. We are already offering tools and facilities for people, but they're also very, very small. And that's also good, like some people would like to have their own workshop because they want to work on their own time, like not like the space is open to whatever they want. And they also don't want to share the responsibility of the tools because like if somebody breaks something, and I think it's like community-run project problems.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also why it's very tough to organize something like this. And I can imagine this is also why nothing like this has emerged so far. So, I mean, maybe you can also come up with it. It would be great.
Yes. Great. I'm open to our cooperation. Mm-hmm. This should only work in the possible houses. So, I do my best to save the material, and then what we make out of it is depends on the fundings and on the will of the good institution to pay even for the consortium, also for this kind of visibility of the people. In some years we have to make it useful how much this material is being used and how to record it. And then we have to get this kind of maybe we are a little bit early in Austria, but in the international context we are.
Thanks for the interest.
Sorry for thank you for sharing. Are you like we could have there's a few links that could be nice for you, so should we
yes, if you have links for me, just send it. It's my email address is mail@circular.pt.
And I can share that.
Yes, and please connect with us on Instagram. We have to want to get even on Facebook.
Probably
also not. No, thank you.
Not that
much.
Yeah, because like it's interesting what you're doing on the material cycle, but like in technological environment, that there are also tools and environments which are not geared towards capitalists.
Yes.
So there are maybe, and like to have a little bit of because I hear also about platforms, and Instagram, and these kind of apps, I wouldn't be able to install it. But I would be one who would be interested in the material. So you also have to see your technological tools or platforms according to the people who have interest in
yeah, and I think the capitalist platforms can be used to redirect to something else, like the web.
I use it only to get contact with the things that happen at the moment.
There is another community.
Yeah.
If you align the tools,
we can be committed.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
My suggestion would be that we, you know, that Consuelo has a painting here, a very big painting, a mural, that we see that on the way up. Yeah, and you, maybe you give us a short look that we can stand sheltered from the rain.
Can we also go into like the other rooms?
I don't know.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Everything from the colleagues in Brussels.
Yes, great.
Sorry for my bad English.
No.